A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple. Then Barnabas took charge of him and brought him to the apostles, and he reported to them how he had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had spoken out boldly in the name of Jesus. He moved about freely with them in Jerusalem and spoke out boldly in the name of the Lord. He also spoke and debated with the Hellenists, but they tried to kill him. And when the brothers learned of this, they took him down to Caesarea and sent him on his way to Tarsus. The church throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria was at peace. It was being built up and walked in the fear of the Lord. And with the consolation of the Holy Spirit, it grew in numbers. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will praise your name, my King and my God. I will praise your name, my King and my God. I will praise your name, my King and my God. I will praise your name, my King and my God. I will give you glory, my God and King, and I will bless your name. Every day I will bless and praise your name forever. I will praise your name, my King and my God. I will praise your name, my King and my God. Your name, my King and my God. I will praise your name, my King and my God. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let all the faithful bless you. Let them speak of your might, O Lord, the glory of your kingdom. I will praise your name, my King and my God. I will praise your name, my King and my God.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Children, let us love not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. Now this is how we shall know that we belong to the truth, and reassure our hearts before him, in whatever our hearts condemn. For God is greater than our hearts and knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence in God and receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And his commandment is this: we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. Those who keep his commandments remain in him, and he in them. And the way we know that he remains in us is from the Spirit he gave us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
Remain in me as I remain in you, says the Lord. Whoever remains in me will bear much fruit.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, no, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be given to you, done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning again. And how are you again? This side's louder than this side this week, so I'm just telling you. Anyway, so today, the last line, this is, you know, I always tell people, if you want to start reading the Bible, start in John chapter 15. Because here it even begins with I am. Again, we've talked about before, like I am the bread of life, I am the good shepherd. The I am passages are him explicitly saying I am God, the word I am. In John's gospel, it again and again. So he says, I am the vine. Huh? And again, what Dan did send me today come from the Hollow apt, and it's called Christian Death Cleaning. And Jeff Cavins, who I know, has a reflection on there about how we need to be pruned and we need to prune our lives and all this stuff. And it is, it's on the Hollow app. The only thing about the Hollow app is it's $69 a year. There is an app called Our Hope TV, which is free. I'm just saying, you know, but anyway, so, but if you want a different thing, he talks about how we need to be pruned. So if you want another version of another type of homily on this gospel, go to there. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to focus on, this is how my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and you become my disciples. So again, we've talked about fruit by definition is what we do, of course, to feed other people. Fruit is never about ourselves. We can't feed ourselves. And so the first question we have to ask is, we all have fruit. Does it feed me or does it feed others? Does it build up the body of Christ, or is it just about, you know, me, my house, whatever it happens to be? And so we gotta bear fruit. And how do we bear fruit for God? He tells us we need to remain in him. And if you go to the second reading today, it talks about what's it mean. It says the exact same thing John's telling us. Those who keep my commandments or keep his commandments remain in him. and he in them. And he tells us what the commandment is, right? That we need to have confidence in God. We do everything that pleases him. And then it says to believe, this is my commandment. This is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he has commanded us. So to remain in God, we need to make sure that we have faith in Jesus and that we love each other. Again, yesterday I was up in Canada, and I was doing a men's conference up there, and you could tell I've been discombobulated, so I was doing speaker, and I was not the least bit happy with how I spoke. I was just couldn't get my mind off everything that's been going on in my life. And so, but one of the things I talked about, of course, about we have to remain in him and remain in the church, and that means we have to follow the magisterium, which is the Pope and the Bishop. So I said, you gotta follow the Pope or you separate yourself from the church. Two guys got up and walked right out of my talk when I said you have to follow the Pope. And that just irritates me. You know how I can get. And I said, you can leave, but you'll still go to hell for not being part of the reality of the Roman Catholic Church. Didn't even look at me. They just thought, well, we'll go to hell then. But you understand, if we hate the Pope or we hate one another or we hate the bishops, we're not remaining in Jesus Christ. If we're just doing it our way and he doesn't fit into my way is not part of being part of the vine. This isn't about me and Jesus. It's about me being part of the body of Christ. And if I am not part of that vine, I am cut off and thrown into the fire, which means damnation. That's what it means. So we got to sit there and make darn sure that we're not following religion that focuses on me. I just finished the Pope's book. It's fantastic. It's just called Life. And he goes through how he had a vocation. I talked about this last week. But it's fantastic. And even the way it ends. He says, please pray for me and not against me. It's the very end of his book. Please pray for me and not against me. He's telling us we need to be part of the vine. We can't be sitting there separating ourselves from the vine. And the church is the vine. And the magisterium is, again, the Pope and the bishops. So do I remain in him? Am I a person that focuses on love instead of on judgment of one another? Am I part of this community and the community of the church to be a true person of love? If I'm not, I'm not bearing fruit. The fruit of judgment is death. If we're bearing that kind of fruit, that's not a good fruit. We got to bear the fruit of love. He says, when we bear fruit, we're glorifying our Father. We're not glorifying our opinion, our way. I'm glorifying the Father. So the first thing you and I have to do is make sure that I'm remaining in him, remaining in his body, remaining in the orthodoxy of the Holy Roman Catholic Church. But then, and again, to remain with Jesus is to remain with the church, because the body of Christ is the body of Christ. Correct? You cannot be a follower of Jesus unless you're part of the body. So we got to do that. Second thing, he says that my word will remain in you, my words. And so again, to immerse ourselves in the scriptures. Again, no Bible, no breakfast, no Bible, no bed, which I have taught you for many, 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 many years. And so here, again, as I was looking at stuff yesterday, getting stuff ready to prepare for when I always put out, you know, my thing at night, it says, this was one of the things that came up that I had fixed before. He says, this person says, I am so tired of people running around with a mouth full of scripture and a heart full of hate. Huh? And that's what we got to make sure, that we are people with a heart filled of love, because we're listening to the word of God, who commands us to love one another. So we don't use God's word to hate others, to judge others, to put others down. Again, we had questions in that last night, and you know, they all come yesterday at the thing, and I'm always afraid of questions because that's when I get in the most trouble. But they said, so when should we go to our son and daughter if they're having a sexual union of two homosexuals, whatever, should I go? And I said, I can't tell you that. But I can tell you that we are called to be Jesus. Would Jesus go? And if he would, why would he? It's okay to sin? Did Jesus, when he caught the woman in adultery, did he condemn her first? He stayed with her first. He protected her first. And then after he says, I don't condemn you, then he says, go and sin no more. That we have to walk with people without ever okaying sin. Never once did Jesus say, it's okay that you're sinning, go for it. He sat there and loved her where she was. He protected her. He was with her. And she was in great sin. And then he says, go and sin no more. We need to bring the gospel to people where they are with love. We don't judge them. We leave that up to God. As I've talked about before, we just heard about it. God did not send his son to condemn the world, and he didn't send any of us to condemn the world either if he didn't send Jesus to do it. And so how does Jesus deal with the sin of the world? He dies for it. He is in the midst. He transforms it, and we need to be doing the same. We stay in the vine, and we make sure that we sit there and we bring that to others, the good news of Jesus. So we remain in him. And so we immerse ourselves in his word. And again, we can always tell who we are by the fruit we bear. So this week, let's spend some time in prayer and say, ask Jesus explicitly, Jesus, what is my fruit? Can people tell that I am your disciple by the fruit I bear in my life? And if they can't, again, this isn't the time to feel bad and focus on self. It's time to repent. Say, Jesus, my fruit hasn't been proving that I am your disciple. I'm sorry. Help me to change. May all my fruit be of you. May I always be part of the vine. May I always be immersed in your word. May I be a person of great love. And thus bear fruit for you and your kingdom. You got it? You get it? You're going to live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father.